So bis Perkei Mishneches. Hamashra is Ishtoi al Yidei Sholish. Somebody who supports his wife. Mashra is a loshen of Suda. He feeds his wife, literally, but it means he provides for her needs. It could be Ksus, it could be basic Kalim, it could be whatever her needs are. And he's supporting her al Yidei Shliach, al Yidei Sholish. Which is not a very lechatchilah situation. We're going to have more in the first Mishnah in the 7th Perek, in Perek HaMadir, about if a husband can't support his wife because he was Madir Hanof from her, so then he's supporting her Ayidei Sholish. Over there, that situation is unacceptable in Yotzivit and Ksuba. And that's the answer that the Rishonim give why our Mishnah, the response, is not as sharp. It says over here just what the amount is. What does the Mishnah say? It's unacceptable. He has to divorce her right away. The answer is over here. He's just away. He's away on business, long term, whatever it is. It Lavdafka the situation that he created through any fault of his own. But Lamaisa, there are halachas that are in place. How much is the minimal that he has to provide her with? So here we're talking, by the way, for a woman who's an aniyah, a woman who's minimal standard, and even that, there's a minimal standard. If a woman marries, the Gemara says, on a higher standard, I mean, she's used to more, or more than that. What happens if he's a wealthy person? He can't save money and provide her with minimal. He has to provide her with his expenses. The klal is that a woman has her standard that she got married with. If it's understood that she's getting married on her standard, he's mechuyev to support her as such. Or if it's his standard, that's also mechuyev him to provide her with her needs being met as such. So the Mishnah says over here, what's minimal standards? Lo yivchas lo mishnei kabin chitin. She needs, this is referring to weekly, she needs two kabin of chitin. Oy ma'arba kabin se'oyin, or four kabin of, not wheat, but barley. And the reason for that is that obviously it takes more to make a loaf of bread in se'oyin than in chitin. Look how the Mishnah says it. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Loi posak se'orim, who gives amount? Regular Michael Odom is chitin, not se'orim. The reason why se'orim was given as what he's supposed to provide her with is because the Mishnah, that shir was said by the Tanna, El Rabbi Shmuel, she is somuch le'edom. Mar brings in many places that Rabbi Shmuel used to come to the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Shmuel, who's the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Kiva, of Rabbi Tarfin, would come to the Sanhedrin in Yavne from Eretz Edom, which is to the south of Eretz Yehuda. So in that place, the Soirim, the Gemara says, are ro'ois b'yoisa, very poor quality. So mele takes more to get out of a loaf of Soirim, as much as a woman needs to eat for a week, as chitin. So mele, the share is two over there and four over there. Mistoma, in other places where the Soirim are not so raw, the ratio is not 2-1. Mistam, it's not the same amount, but mistam, the ratio is not that extreme. Besides for basic mozoin, which is usually flour, which is mezoinois, kidesvio, he has to provide it with a certain amount of other foods. What's that? For poor people, it's a chatzi kav kitnis of basic vegetables. Vechatzi loik shemen, that was also one of the staples that people needed in those days. The kav groigrois are dried figs. Oimana dvela, if not a kav of groigrois, so then he has to give her an amount of te'enim. They used to put them on a dvela, you see in the Mishnah in above Metzia, legabi Metzios. They would put it on a ring. They were crushed together. So it was a different form, but the idea is the same of te'enis. Vim enloi, if he doesn't have access to a groigris, dvelo, so he can give her whatever else in that town is motsui to eat, whatever is rogel to eat. The reason why Shulchan Aruch doesn't have an arichus on these shiurim is for the very simple reason that all these shiurim are relative. The Mishnah, what it's really saying is the amount of a shvacha diet that a poor person would eat, 2 sudas a day. And that Shulchan Aruch does bring a Feshteitzach, that in today's times, where the standard is every single person eats 3 meals a day, then that becomes the standard in Mizonis. The Mishnah is not coming over here to say Gzeres HaKozev, it's coming to say what's normal on a minimal level. So make a cheshbon, how much in New York or London or Yerushalayim peiros and whatever a person needs for basic needs to be met in today's world is, and that's how much Hashem Zaynus is. One interesting Tosefos Dvarim in the Shittim Kuvetzes over here is this halacha Poisik Lumos and Peres Mokamach and Pashtus means whatever pre is nog in that society, or whatever could be gotten in that world. And what happens if something's out of season? What happens if Groigreis or Mona Dvela are out of season? So provide it with something else that's filling. Shita provides an alternative pshat that if he doesn't have Mona Dvela, he doesn't want to be matrich for Mona Dvela, he can give her a different type of pre, and then she's mechuyev to have to go be matriach to sell that pre in order to provide herself with enough money to buy an igul dvela. That's also a possibility. That's not so pashut. Is a wife a bal choiv that he could pay her in shava kesef, or he has to pay her in fruits? Now, let's say he wants to be mashri ishta de shalish, and he just gives her a credit card. Okay, she'll go shopping herself. That's within reason. But to give her chafetzim, to give her peris that are worth, that she now has to go to the market to sell it, to get something else, very bichidish. Where we have seen a similar concept was by Higiyas Manavalenises earlier in the Perek, and there's a halacha over there that he could give her truma, and he could give her truma even lemei tumasa, and it could very well be that she has to sell the truma and buy herself something that she can eat bimei tumasa. It's not a raya from there that a person could be mashu ishtoi, because over there the halacha is that they're not married. It's Higiyas Manavalenises, a knas. So it could be the Gedarma different, but the Shita is mafalpa on that. Another set of needs that he has to meet her is basic clothing and bedding. V'noisen lamito, a bed. Mapetz is basic linen. The mapetz is something softer than the regular mat that was bamboo. It was used as a mattress. Machzeles is also a type of mat, which again was used for a mattress. There's a shaila in the Rishonim to be goyus over here, v'noisen lomita mapetz umachzelas, both, or mapetz vim ein loy, then he gives her machzelas. The and or is machlokes. The shaila had to be goyus in the Rif. V'noisen lo kippa l'roisho, he has to give her a head covering. Whatever is used in today's world would be a snood for inside the house and a shetel for outside the house, etc. V'chagor l'mosnel, he has to give her basic clothing that she puts around her body. B'shas, a chagor is like an apron that she needs b'shas malocha. U'min olim mimoyed lamoyed. He has to give her, shoes get worn out, so he has to give her enough to be able to buy shoes every yomtiv. Now, what's the point of her shoes every yomtiv? And also it doesn't say how often clothing. So the Gemara says that our Tana is in a place where it's very hilly and shoes get worn out 3 times a year. Now, L'chayru would seem a little bit out of proportion from Sukkot to Pesach, from Pesach to Shavuos. The point is 3 times a year there has to be, she has to have her footwear provided for. But Fashtetzel, the Rambam points out that all this is relative to the time and place, the regular basic needs that have to be met. Same way we said by the food, the same thing is true by her clothing. V'kelim shachamisim zuz mishana l'shana, new clothing, every year to the expense of Chamishim Zuz. Again, whatever that would translate in today's lifestyle. He can't give her Begodim Chadoshim B'moy Sachama. The clothing was stiff when it was first bought. So B'moy Sachama, it's very uncomfortable to wear new clothing. V'loishchokim, can't be worn out clothing that were worn already, B'moy Sachshomim. Because B'mayis HaKshomim, the clothing is worn, it's a little bit threadbare, it doesn't warm. So it has to be new clothing. The right way is new clothing B'mayis HaKshomim, where it's more protective. And when it's a little bit more threadbare, they didn't have winter clothing, summer clothing. They had newer clothing, which was stiffer, and the fabric was thicker. And then it got a little bit more threadbare, and a little bit worn out, and a little bit more comfortable during the hot season. Elonoysen L'Kelem Shachamishim Zuz B'mayis HaKshomim, she uses those clothing, and the leftovers of those clothing are hers, which means they're not his property. The part and parcel of a woman's needs is to have old clothing. Everybody needs to have an old shmata pair of clothing when they're cleaning out the house. So you don't say that the clothing are his and they're taken back and now he keeps them and he can sell them in a secondhand store. What we say is we look at it as hers, and they're completely hers, even when they're not wearable day to day. She keeps the old clothing. Mishnah Tess. Noisim lo mor kesev letzorko. We mentioned this earlier in the Mishnayos l'gavei him asuring her, where we spoke about the halacha where he's asuring the moiser maisi yodel. Maisi yodel is connected with zonis. There's a separate hakana mentioned in the Gemara over here that if she has extra maisi yodel, it goes connected. The fact that they made a separate hakana, a woman has to have spending money. A woman can't just have her needs met bitzimtzum. He has to provide her with a more kesef for her spending needs. That's this din. Vaychelos imoy milele shabbos lelele shabbos. He has to eat with her milel shabbos ad lel shabbos. This needs a little bit heads with this din. Our Mishnah is talking about financial chiyuvim. What this sounds to be like an emotional thing. He has to eat with her at least once a week. So what we're talking about over here is somebody who's living away, he's traveling on business, he's living in a small apartment where he does business. He has to be home at least once a week. Milel shabbos lel shabbos. Pashas, this is related to the chiyuv oino. So some of the Rishonim on the Furish, that what we're talking about over here is the Chiyuv Oino, the Mishnah rather mentions it with the Oino is Tamid Chachamim, Milel Shabbos, Adlel Shabbos. Even a Tamid Chachamim is believed to make sure that his wife's financial needs are met. What happens if he's a Tamid Chachamim, Muflik, he's in the Beis Medrash the whole week, he's Masha Ishta Yedei Shalosh, he doesn't go to the market, he makes sure that she's provided with whatever her needs are. And he has to come home, Milel Shabbos, Adlel Shabbos. And what happens if you have somebody who's Oino, is more often than once a week, like we had in the Mishnayos before, so then it'll be more often. Others understand that, no, this is not the Chiv Oino. This means that even if he's Masha Ide Sholish, in order to make that he's keeping up a marital relationship with her, he has to eat with her, we mean eating. The eating has to be, at least once a week they should share a Suda together, in order to create minimal contact, at least. And the Gemara Taka says that Eichelis could mean Tashmish, it's a kinui, or Eichelis means Kipshutai. And if it's Kipshutai, so then at least, even if he's being Mashu Ishta Yidei Sholosh, he has to eat with her at least Milel Shabbos, Lel Shabbos. Vim ein noisim lo mor kesel letzorko, let's say he's not Mekayim that did, then Maisi Yedai Shalom. She has a right to keep her Maisi Yedaim klape that did. We're not talking over here about the Maisi Yedaim. We're talking about he doesn't give her extra spending money. She can keep the moiser maisi yodel. The ikim maisi yodaim is connected to ikim zaynus. Now the pashas is that the mission doesn't mean that it's optional. About his mechuyev. But the point over here is that even if she didn't ask for extra spending money, she's not really being moichel her schus. She still has a right to keep her moiser maisi yodaim. This is the way the Rishonim explained, the Ran explained. There's a machloikes Rishonim over here. We mentioned before, maisi yodaim, the schus that husband has his wife's maisi yodaim is agav the mezoinis, which means that the ikat takana was l'toiv aso, which is why we said that the Gemara paskins that a woman could say im eni mezoinis eni oisa. A woman could say eni mezoinis eni oisa. The ball's on her court. But legabe moiser, legabe mo kesef, yitochin that a woman can't say that because here they were misakin a bazunder takana that he should be providing his wife with spending money in order to foster chiba benem. Chazal didn't want her to be in the driver's seat of that. They wanted him to provide her. It's not. This is not about bills being paid. Bills being paid is business. This is an extra oisur chiba that he's providing for. He's taking care of her. That Chazal wanted to be in place. They didn't want a woman to be able to pull out. Ma'oid yitochin, she can't say. It's a Ramah, the Rabbeinu Yoinu. The Shita brings down both Shitas. The Shulchan Aruch brings down both Shitas. Sorry, the Tor brings down both Shitas with Beis Yosef. The Ramon, Simon Pei, paskins that a woman can say, Eini Netelos Mo Kesef, Veini Noisim Moisef. Umahi Oiseloi. What does it mean, Maisi Adayim? We just gave basic Shiurim for him providing for her, Bezoinis Ksus, so on. What her Chiyuvim in terms of Maisi Yadayim. So here the Mishnah gives a share. Again, this is very much Tolui in the society and the earning power. The amount that in those times was standard was Mishkal Chomish Sloim Shesib Yehuda. This is how much yarn she could spin. Asiyas Tzemer, like we had before in the Mishnah of a woman's Chiyuvim. 5 Sloim's worth of Shesi. Shesi is unfinished material. Shein Eses Sloim Begolil. Just introduce something that we find Lagavi Malacha Shabbos in other areas. There's something called Shesi Ve'erev. Shesi Veriv is criss and cross, legabi weaving. The length, the strings that go from to the length of the beged is called shesi. The erev are the ones that go in the width. The strings that are used in the width are thicker, they're tighter, they're easier to weave. The ones that go lengthwise, which are the ikir, are more delicate. So the shear over here is less for arigas si than for arigas erev. Mishkal chamish loim shesi b'Yehuda shein eses loim begol. The reason why it's twice as much, 10 sloim in gol, 5 sloim in Yehuda, is because the sloim in gol pasha were twice as large. The coins were different. Or, since like we said, the erev is easier, so mele she could accomplish more with the same amount of time, the same amount of effort. Mishkal eses sloim erev b'Yehuda, that amount, 10, which of course is shein esim sloim begol, because the coins in gol are twice as much. A woman who's nursing a child has less time and more physical needs. She has to eat more, she has less time to work, less koyach to work. We take off from the amount that she has to make for ma'aseh yadayim, even if she does a minimal amount, much less than this. She has to add more because she has to eat more. The whole din, we pointed this out, is only a minimal standards, but an ani b'yisrael. Ava b'mechubed, akoy lefi chvaydeh. Avada an isha mechubedes, or if he's a mechubed, and he has to support her in his lifestyle, so then maita akoy lefi chvaydoich. Chvaydoich, chvaydoch. Both of them are true. The Gemara makes a play on words. The Gemara says a woman who's married, living with her husband, is called be'ulas bal. Be'ula, b'loshen be'ila, is a rem, is also to a loshen of ula, aliyah. Be'ulas ba'al, in the aliyah of the ba'al she's part of. If the ba'al is comfortable, he's on a higher standard, she goes up. Oylin imoy, b'loshen chazal. Eino yoredes imoy, if she comes from a wealthier family. Now, a woman coming from a wealthier family, and her husband struggling for manosa, that he has to provide her whatever she came from. So first of all, there's always a mechila or understanding. A woman can't stop out of the blue, be teveh, whatever her father earned. Befrat, if she married a Ben-Tayrin, it's understood that she's living on a lower standard. But more than that, what happens if not all her family members are living on a higher standard? The fact that her father is would not be mechayev the husband. It's only if that's the standard of the whole family, that's already mechayev, because she can't be around family and be on a much lower standard. That's the tzuris of the Shmaitzah, the way the Gemara explains this thing.